USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
From the Vatican to the White House, messages of hope this Easter Sunday.
As we celebrate this most holy day, we know many are still going without familiar comforts of the season. The virus is not gone, and so many of us still feel the longing and loneliness of distance.
This Easter, from our family to yours, we wish you health, hope, joy, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding.
Happy Easter, everyone. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
The Biden administration is finalizing a review of North Korean policy and said last week that the United States remains open to diplomacy with North Korea despite its ballistic missile tests, but warned there would be responses if they escalate matters. The U.S., South Korea, and Japan have agreed in high-level security talks to work together to keep up pressure on North Korea. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
These policy points and availability vary by state.
The personal Facebook data of more than a half billion people has been leaked.
The personal data of over 500 million Facebook users has been discovered on a website for hackers. The leak, first reported by Business Insider, includes the names, Facebook IDs, phone numbers, and email addresses of users from more than 100 countries, including 32 million Americans. A Facebook spokesperson says the data was old and accessed during a previously acknowledged vulnerability in 2019. The company says the issue has been fixed, but the leak is raising more questions about the security of social media companies like Facebook. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Hundreds of homes around a wastewater pond in the Tampa Bay area have been evacuated. Crews are working to prevent it from collapsing and causing a catastrophic flood. Models show that a breach has the potential of sending 340 million gallons of water gushing out in a matter of minutes. Efforts to drain the water have been ongoing since March. A significant leak was detected on Friday. Officials believe it could collapse any time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The chief medical advisor to the president says there is light at the end of the tunnel as far as ending the pandemic.
The CDC says more than 59 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated against the virus. On CNN, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked when people could get back to normal.
I can't give you a day or a week, but I can tell you as we get more data showing that it is going to be extremely unlikely that people are going to transmit it, you're going to be seeing recommendations that people are not going to have to wear masks. When you travel, you don't have to get tested before and after, except if your destination demands that. You don't have to get quarantined when you come back from a situation. So more and more you're going to be start seeing the advantages of getting vaccinated. Whereas before, you're right, people ask a question, if there's nothing different, well, we know, why do we need to get vaccinated? Well, there's a good reason. One, you're protecting yourself, and you very, very unlikely will get sick if you get vaccinated. But also, it will give you a freedom of getting back to some degree of normality.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
After a 293 million mile journey, NASA's Mars helicopter Ingenuity has touched down on the surface of the red planet. Ingenuity's first flight is expected on April 11th. The $85 million drone is the first ever sent to another world, designed to test technologies for future flying vehicles on other planets. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.